听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 1. Can I take a message? 1. Part 1. Getting ready. With the development of science and technology, the telephone is becoming more and more popular in our daily life. It is one of the most convenient and quickest ways of communication. We can use telephone to make or break social engagements, to do our shopping and ordering, and to obtain all kinds of information. Telephones can save our feet and endless amounts of time, but giving and receiving phone calls requires quick responses, and it is very important to get exact information from calls. To avoid misunderstandings, we should pay close attention to things like telephone numbers, times, dates, addresses, etc. A. The following words and phrases will appear in this unit. All of them are related to the telephone, and some are frequently used when giving and receiving phone calls. Listen carefully and study the definitions.
1. Disconnected. 2. An unpublished number. 3. Put through. 4. Extension. 5. Switchboard. 6. Cell phone. Cellular phone. 7. Handset. 8. Mobile phone. 9. GSM. 10. Hang on.
B. Here are some short conversations on the phone. Please listen. Pay special attention to telephone numbers and addresses. Supply the missing words.
Hello?
Hello, I want the county hospital.
That's 38911.
Thank you.
Hello?
The railway station, please.
42661.
What?
I said 42661.
Okay, thank you. My husband's broken his leg.
What's your phone number?
Colchester 82886. The address is 149 Malden Road.
The ambulance will be there in a few minutes.
Hello, I'd like a taxi.
Yes, what's the address?
179 Heath Road, Hampstead.
Okay, the taxi will be there in 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Hello, I want a cab.
Okay, what address is it?
1120 East 32nd Street.
Right, the cab will be there in a few minutes.
Part 2. Giving and receiving phone calls. Most of the time, when you dial a telephone number, your call goes through with no problem. Sometimes, however, you are not able to get through, and the reason is given by a recorded message. A. In this section, you are going to hear some recordings that the telephone company uses to tell you why your call did not go through. Listen carefully and write down all the telephone numbers you hear and the reasons why the calls did not go through.
the first call. The number you have reached, 358-2818, has been disconnected. 358-2818 has been disconnected. The second call.
We're sorry. The number you have reached, 491-2386, is temporarily out of order. 491-2386 is temporarily out of order.
The third call. The number you have reached, 524-0034, has been changed. The new number is 782-8249. Please make a note of it. 524-0034 has been changed. The new number is 782-8249. The fourth call.
The number you have reached, 265-0325, has been temporarily disconnected. 265-0325 has been temporarily disconnected.
The fifth call.
The number you have reached, 358-7202, has been changed to an unpublished number. 358-7202 has been changed to an unpublished number.
People usually receive telephone calls unexpectedly. Sometimes they have to make a note of the information contained in the call, particularly when the call is for someone else. B. In this section, you are going to hear some recorded phone calls for Mr. Turner. 1. First listen to some names. Brown, Thompson, Jeremy, Mary Roberts. 2. Now listen to the calls. While listening for the first time, focus on the key words. Add more keywords if you can in the left-hand column. After the second listening, complete the messages in the right-hand column with the help of the notes.
Oh, it's rather important. So could you give him a message as soon as he comes in? Tell him Jeremy rang to tell him that Harold Scott is retiring at the end of the month, so there will be a job going if he's interested, okay? Thanks very much. Out? What on earth is he doing? Well, when you see him, tell him that Thompson is hopping mad and he'd better get in touch with him as soon as possible.
Mr. Turner's office.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Turner, please.
I'm sorry. He's in a meeting right now. May I take a message?
Yes. This is Mary Roberts from the First National Bank. Would you ask him to call me at 772-1852?
Okay. That's 772-1852.
He can reach me at this number until, say, 12:30 or between 2 and 5 this afternoon.
That's fine, Miss Roberts. I'll tell him. I'll give him your message.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Turner's office.
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Turner in, please?
No, I'm sorry. He's in a meeting right now. May I take a message?
This is Mr. Brown calling. I have a lunch appointment with Mr. Turner for tomorrow noon that I have to cancel. I'm going to be out of town for a while. Would you offer my apologies to Mr. Turner and have him call me, please, to reschedule? My number here is 743-9821.
Okay, Mr. Brown. I'll make sure he gets the message.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
C. Now try this. Listen to some more authentic versions of the calls.
Oh, it's rather important. So, could you give him a message as soon as he comes in? Tell him Jeremy rang to tell him that Harold Scott is retiring at the end of the month, so there will be a job going if he's interested. Okay, thanks very much.
Out? What on earth is he doing? Well, when you see him, tell him that Thompson is hopping mad and he'd better get in touch with him as soon as possible.
Mr. Turner's office?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mr. Turner, please.
I'm sorry, he's in a meeting right now. May I take a message?
Yes. This is Mary Roberts from the First National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ask him to call me at 772-1852?
Okay, that's 772-1852.
Okay. He can reach me at this number until, say, 12:30 or between 2 and 5 this afternoon.
That's fine, Ms. Roberts. I'll tell him. I'll give him a message.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Turner's office?
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Turner in, please?
No, I'm sorry. He's in a meeting right now. May I take a message?
This is Mr. Brown calling. I have a lunch appointment with Mr. Turner for tomorrow noon that I have to cancel. I'm going to be out of town for a while. Would you offer my apologies to Mr. Turner and have him call me, please, to reschedule? My number here is 743-9821.
Okay, Mr. Brown, I'll make sure he gets the message.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Part 3. I'd like to speak to. English-speaking people usually speak very quickly. They speak with a variety of accents and different styles of speech are used. So telephone calls can very easily lead to misunderstandings. Here is a phone call in which a caller tries to arrange an appointment. On the phone, there can be a lot of misunderstandings. A. First listen to some sentences taken from the phone call. Supply the missing words.
Just one moment, I'll put you through.
You've got the wrong extension.
Can you connect me back through the switchboard, please? You expressed an interest in our laboratory measuring equipment. I'm going to be in your area next month, and I thought I might like to call in and see you. Didn't you get the literature I sent you?
I'll just see if I can find my diary.
Is that convenient for you? I'll write to you to confirm the arrangements, just to make sure we've got everything right.
B. Now listen to the whole phone call. While listening for the first time, add more keywords, if you can, in the left-hand column. After the second listening, answer the questions about the call in the right-hand column with the help of the notes.
Can I help you?
Can I speak to Dr. Henderson?
Mr. Anderson, just one moment. I'll put you through.
Yes, Anderson, accounts.
Hello, is that Dr. Bill Henderson?
No, this is Peter Anderson. You've got the wrong extension.
Can you connect me back through the switchboard, please?
Well, I'll try.
Hello?
Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Dr. Bill Henderson, please.
Dr. Henderson, putting you through.
Henderson.
Good afternoon. This is Sylvia Perez calling from France.
Sylvia who?
Perez. P-E-R-E-Z. We met last month in Berlin at the trade fair. You expressed an interest in our laboratory measuring equipment.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be in your area next month, and I thought I might like to call in and see you.
What's this about again?
Your inquiry about our laboratory measuring equipment. Didn't you get the literature I sent you?
Yes, yes. That was very interesting.
Is it okay if I come in and see you during my visit next month?
Yes, all right.
What about the morning of Tuesday, 10th of April, at about 11?
I'll just see if I can find my diary. April 11th at 10 o'clock, you said?
That's right. Is that convenient for you?
The next day might be better, just after lunch for preference.
So that's Wednesday. That's great. Shall we say 2:15?
Yes, 2:50. That's fine. See you in April, then. Goodbye, Miss Perex.
Goodbye, Dr. Henderson. Actually, it's Mrs. I'll write to you to confirm the arrangements, just to make sure we've got everything right.
C. Now try this. Listen to a more authentic version of the phone call.
First attempt.
Boris and Dalton Company, can I help you?
Can I speak to Dr. Henderson, please?
Mr. Anderson, just one moment, I'll put you through.
Yes, Anderson accounts.
Hello, is that Dr. Bill Henderson?
What? No, this is Peter Anderson. You've got the wrong extension. You probably want Dr. Henderson in R&D. That's, 657. All right, 657.
Can you connect me back through the switchboard, please?
Oh, well, I'll try.
Hello?
Second attempt.
Company, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to Dr. Bill Henderson, please.
Dr. Henderson, putting you through.
657.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Is that Dr. Henderson?
No.
I'm trying to get hold of Dr. Bill Henderson.
Oh, you want Bill. I'll just see if I can find him. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Henderson?
Oh, good. Good afternoon. This is Sylvia Perez. I'm calling you from France.
Sylvia who?
Perez. P-E-R-E-Z. We met last month in Berlin at the trade fair. You expressed an interest in our laboratory measuring equipment.
Oh, yes.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to be in your area next month, and I thought I might like to call in and see you. I'd like to discuss the applications you might have for our equipment.
Ah, I see. What's this about again?
Your inquiry about our laboratory measuring equipment. Didn't you get the literature that I sent you?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, that was very interesting.
Well, the thing is it okay if I come and see you during my visit next month?
I see. Yeah, all right.
Now, what about the morning of Tuesday, the 10th of April? Is that okay, say at about 11?
I'll just see if I can find my diary. Yes, here we are. April the 11th at 10 o'clock, you said?
That's right. Now, is that okay? Is that convenient for you?
The next day might be better, just after lunch for preference.
Right, so that's the Wednesday. And in fact, that'll suit me fine. That's great. Now, shall we say 2:15?
Certainly, yes. 2:50. That's fine.
Oh, and by the way, I'll be bringing our agent Don Rees with me, if that's okay with you.
Oh, certainly. Oh, what was your name again?
Sylvia Perez. P-E-R-E-Z.
Fine. I'll see you in April, then. You know how to get to our lab, don't you? Goodbye, then, Miss Perex.
Goodbye, Dr. Henderson. And, actually, it's Mrs. Oh, and I'll write to confirm the arrangements, just to make quite sure we've got everything absolutely right.
Part 4. More about the topic. Cell phone. A new health risk. There are many kinds of telephones, among which is the cell phone, a most important invention of the 20th century. With the cell phone, we can make phone calls almost any place and at any time. But every coin has two sides. So does the cell phone. The following short passage is about the cell phone. You may find some newly coined words and phrases in it. They will help you to expand your knowledge and keep up with the advances of telecommunication. Supply the missing words while listening.
More than 20 million handsets were shipped worldwide last year for the fast-growing digital cellular phone market. According to the US marketing firm DataQuest, production of GSM, Global System for Mobile Communications, handsets will exceed 60 million by 2000. The mobile phone is getting more and more popular because of the remarkable improvement of the world's mobile communication service. By the end of this year, there will be 178 GSM networks in 110 countries, providing extended geographic coverage in the form of roaming agreements among GSM carriers. But since the very day it came into being, the mobile phone has been a mixed blessing. People are worried that it can mean a new health risk. According to scientists from 10 countries who met in Vienna recently, mobile phones may heat up your brain, interfere with heart pacemakers, and cause cancer in mice. But there is no scientific evidence to support fears that the ever-increasing use of mobile phones may threaten human health. The group did agree to intensify research into radio frequency electromagnetic fields, EMF, which emanate from mobile phones. This is something that we hold as a high priority. We want to find out if these electromagnetic fields do produce cancer, said an EMF expert. This is going to take time. I know everyone wants answers tomorrow, but this is just not possible. The EMF project, launched last year, is a 5-year, $3.3 million program to study possible health hazards stemming from exposure to mobile phones and other EMF sources. What will the experts of the EMF projects tell us 4 or 5 years later? We just don't know. Will there be the possibility that one day you find a cell phone carrying a warning similar to the one we have seen too often on cigarette packs? Using mobile phones may be hazardous to your health. No one can tell at the moment.
Part 5. Memory Test. Listening comprehension involves quick responses and good memory. On most occasions, you are challenged to listen to the material only once, or at most 2 times, and grasp the most important information. Please allow your teacher to persuade you of the importance of taking that challenge and developing the skill. Practice makes perfect. You are going to hear a conversation on the phone, preferably only 1 time. After that, some questions will be asked. Find the right answers as quickly as possible, according to the notes you have taken while listening.
That number's been engaged for ages.
Nobody can be that popular.
I wonder if her number's been changed. I think I'll try again.
Is that you, Sue?
Who's calling?
This is Clara. Clara Ferguson. Don't you remember me?
Clara! Of course I remember you. How are you? I haven't heard from you for at least 2 years. What are you doing?
Nothing very exciting. That's one reason I'm ringing. I need some advice.
Advice? That's a good one. I've just been sacked.
There are the pips. Hang on, Sue. What do you mean you've just been sacked? Sue, you're the most successful woman I know.
That's probably why I've been sacked. But let's talk about you. You said you needed some advice.
I certainly do. I wanted to ask you about interviews. Have you had a lot of them?
Yes, I have. Too many.
So, could you tell me the sort of questions you're usually asked?
Let me think. The first 10 questions are almost always the same. I call them the whys, hows, and wheres.
Not again. Don't go away, Sue. I've got one more coin. Are you there, Sue?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sorry. I didn't understand what you were telling me. Could you repeat it?
It's very boring, but here you are. I'm always asked why I want to leave my present job, why I'm interested in the new job, how I intend to get to work, how long I intend to stay in the job, where I live, where I went to school, how much I'm paid in my present job, how much I expect to be paid in the new job. Oh, yes, I'm always asked if I'm married.
That's it, Sue. No more coins. I'll write to you soon, and many thanks.
Questions for memory tests. Number 1. What are the names of the two speakers? Number 2. Where might the caller make the phone call? Number 3. How many coins did the caller insert? Number 4. How long haven't the two girls seen each other for? Number 5. How many whys, hows, and where's can you remember? Place a tick by all the questions you can remember.